Shine.fm presents Stronger Together, a show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community. Here's Seth Tower Hurd.
So when I say that we're going to learn how baseball greats Alex Rodriguez and Frank Thomas hit home runs this week, I'm sure your first question is like, wait a minute, isn't Stronger Together about, like the tagline says, growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community? And the answer is yes. And this is a little bit of a unique episode because it requires some setup here. Normally, Stronger Together is an unedited 30-minute conversation to help you grow in one of those four areas. However, we're going to turn the lens back towards you a little bit, because in order for you to have a great marriage, in order for you to be a great friend, in order for you to be a great parent, a great professional in your job, you got to be good, right? Like, you can't be stressed out all the time. You can't be jittery. You just can't be worn out by life. And so by looking at how some of the best athletes in the NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL have played the game, what we're really looking at is, what are those mental tricks and techniques that you can use in your day-to-day life to be the person that God created you to be to the people around you? So Jim Fannin was a former professional tennis player who is from the Chicagoland area and has gone on to coach some of the biggest names in sports. And believe it or not, his coaching method has actually been used in churches. It's called SCORE: self-discipline, concentration, optimism, relaxation, and enjoyment. And when you put all those things together, you're just as likely to improve your parenting as you are to hit a home run in the major leagues. So we're going to jump in right there and keep in mind that when you help yourself out, when you're not crazy stressed out all the time, like you may find yourself this week, right? The less stressed you are, the better relationship you can have with God, your spouse, your kids, your friends, your small group, and everybody else in your life. We're going to pick up with where this balance of self-discipline, concentration, optimism, and relaxation came from with professional athlete coach Jim Fannin. Here we go.
When I did this research, my friends thought I was absolutely crazy. They thought I was nuts.
And we're talking about, you're a pretty young guy.
Money. I'm in my 20s. I'd save $50,000, which was a lot of money in 1974. And, you know, there was a movie also out in the 70s, Dustin Hoffman, called The Graduate. And one of the scenes in the movie is an older family friend looked at Dustin Hoffman and said, plastics, invest in plastics. So I could have invested in plastics. I could have invested that $50,000 in real estate or lots of things. And I was teaching a kid's class. I'd come off the pro tour. I was still coaching some professionals. I'd, you know, really launched my professional tour coaching career. But I'm also teaching some young kids in Columbus, Ohio. And I thought, am I teaching the best that I can? Because part of teaching is more than the actual sport. I knew that how could I get them to learn more and learn faster? So the study was with three PhDs, and we had a lot of helpers that they brought with them, a couple of dozen people. 18 months, 250 children. Testing them in every physical activity, and I wanted to find out, why do you learn more in the first 60 months of our lives, their lives, and our lives, than you will the rest of your life accumulative? And in that study, I discovered that there are five key markers that all humans possess, and the successful humans elevate each of those markers simultaneously and collectively, and that brings on a mindset of peak performance. And that discovery blew me away. And it was fascinating that a child born, I've got a grandson now 3 months old, and my daughter has reported, oh my gosh, Dad, he's changing by the hour. You know, he's trying to mimic everything. He's looking at his hands. He's looking at the crack in the wall that I hadn't seen, didn't know he had a crack in the wall. So A young kid, birth to five, is fully immersed. There's no future, no past. They're in a zone state. So why do you learn so much at that time? That's what the research was about. I wanted to find out, why is that? And that's where the five markers of self-discipline, concentration, optimism, relaxation, enjoyment, and except that these intangibles that you possess, I possess, your listeners possess, that trigger chemicals in the body. And simultaneously, those chemicals form a chemical cocktail that will take you to peak performance.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Stronger Together, the show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community. My name is Seth Tower Hurd, and this episode takes a little bit more context as we're with Jim Fannin, who's a coach to professional athletes, and decided to have Jim on this week because statistically, this is usually the week, 3 weeks into January, where all those New Year's resolutions didn't work out. And so in order to help you be a better spouse, a better fiance, a better, you know, dating partner, a better friend, a better volunteer at church, we're talking about the mental strategies that some of the top professional athletes that have achieved things like going to the Super Bowl, going to the World Series, use on the field, and how you can use those in your everyday life in order to serve God better and love the people around you. So I asked Jim specifically, this is the weekend when New Year's resolutions fail, so why is that? And how do your superstar celebrity clients not fall into that same pit and instead actually wind up, you know, having a lot of mental discipline in order to succeed both on and off the field? Here's what he had to say.
Seth, we've all been trained since we were little kids by our parents, teachers, mentors. Here's where you are, literally, physically. Here's your skills. Here's what you've attained. Here's the gross in your company, your sales, and here's B. And to get to B, draw a straight line. We've all been trained since we were little kids to go from A to B. And I think anyone listening will go, yep, that's how you do it. Here's A, there's B. And a lot of people don't know how to quantify B. A lot of people don't know how to draw a straight line to B. That's not easy. You know, we start meandering because we're ambushed by other things. But resolutions are A to B. I've learned that the best in the world do not go from A to B. They start with B. But B may not be what most people think. B is a place and time in the future when tasks have been completed, goals have been executed, those tasks help execute goals, and the pathway takes you to that place and time of all in a timeline. So B, I'll give you an example. I have a new book out. A year ago, I visualized this book. And what was B? Well, for most people, B would be, I'm going to write a book. That's B. Well, I've realized with all my experience with my clients that that's not B. B would be people changing their lives after they've read the book and what they're doing with the information in the book and how they've added it to be the best genuine self they can be. That's B. That's really what it's about. So it's not about me. It's not about the book. It's about the reader and what the reader does with the contents of the book. So I started visualizing a year ago people changing their lives in business, in sports, in parenting, in wellness, after they've used this information. And that became the driving force. That's what woke me up in the morning and put me to bed at night when I was writing an outline initially and then fleshing that outline into some real chapters. And so you've got to look at B. It's not I want to weigh 180 pounds. I now weigh, let's say I weigh 250. Okay, well, 180 is B, but it's not really B. It's what am I doing when I weigh 180? How am I feeling? How am I acting? How am I interacting? So to flesh out B like that, well, that's different for a lot of people. It's even different than the resolution. You know, I want to quit smoking. Why? Why you want to quit smoking? Well, I don't want to die earlier than I need to. Okay, I think that's a good reason. I want to play sports on the weekends like I used to when I was a kid. That's a good reason. I'll have more lung capacity to run further and longer. So go to B, and then the best in the world, and I help all my clients do this, they reverse engineer chronologically from B. So let's say at the end of this year, you want to do X. So 12/31, the next New Year's Eve, I've accomplished X. What am I doing 12/30, 12/29, 12/28, 12/15, December 1st, November 1st, October, and back it up chronologically. Now, that will take some detail. But what it does when you reverse engineer from B, it makes you close the deal, which is what New Year's resolutions typically, you don't close the deal. You don't finish. You forget. So once you chronologically work from B back to A, an illuminated pathway appears right in front of you, almost like a runway at night at O'Hare, all lit up. And now that I have that pathway, if I get off track, I can easily find my way back on track.
This is Stronger Together, the show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community. My name is Seth Tower Hurd. And statistically, we're at the week where most people's New Year's resolutions have failed. Now, of course, you know, weight loss, fitness, dieting, whatever you want to call it, is the stereotypical thing that people are aiming for with the start of a new year. But you may have goals as well for your family, for the dreams that God has laid on your heart. And they could range from getting a date with your spouse every week to spending individual time with each one of your kids to starting a blog to, you know, watercolor painting. And normally where people go wrong is that it's just this big idea. Right. And that's what the segment we just heard from Jim Fannin is. You got to break it down week by week to accomplish it. So if you want to, you know, spend individual time with each one of your kids each week, you got to get that scheduled out so you know when that's going to happen. And when you miss it for a week, you can get right back on track because there's a specific plan. If you're just joining us, Jim Fannin has coached some of the top athletes in the world. We're talking people that have been the World Series and the Super Bowl. And this whole system is based on a study that took place in the 1970s about how kids learn from age 0 to 5, which is in the stage that scientists call hyperlearning, when we just learn like crazy. So how can we take that and apply it to marriage, parenting, relationships, community, and the ideas and goals that God has laid on your heart for this year? Well, it breaks down into an acronym called SCORE: self-discipline, concentration, optimism, relaxation, and enjoyment. And in order to perform your best, just like you need food and water and sleep, you need each one of these elements. Let's check out the first one.
Discipline. And speaking of your kids, they're only as good as what they think and do when you're not there. So without self-discipline, they could go off the rails easily. Self-discipline is the willingness, but it's also a commitment to the tasks that will lead to accomplishing goals, and those goals become stepping stones for reaching a vision, point B, some place and time that you would like to be. And if you have wellness as one of your goals, you need a plan for wellness, but you need to think about wellness a lot.
This is Stronger Together. If you're just joining us, talking about the fact that this is the week traditionally when New Year's resolutions fail and how to put legs to those God-sized dreams and goals that you have personally for your family and for just what's on your heart to make a difference in the world. Jim Fannin has coached more successful pro athletes than anybody else alive with clients like Alex Rodriguez and Frank Thomas, who are synonymous with greatness in baseball. And so that means that if your New Year's resolution was to spend more time individually with each one of your kids to really help them develop this year, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, that was just 3 weeks ago I said this, that, where, what happened to that? It's really, really easy for the big main things, the big rocks, if you will, in our lives to get pushed out of the way if we're not hyper-focused on them, because there's going to be so many other good things that you could do this year, right? But only a few things that God has really laid on your heart to be important. And so if you're not focused on those every day, that, you know, my goal this year as a parent is to spend time with each kid individually and really help them grow in faith, in their passions for the things that God has put in their hearts. If you're not thinking about that every day and not focused on it and haven't written it down, and, you know, I would say even have reminders maybe in on your bathroom mirror in your car, it's very, very easy for that to fall off. The next element that this study from the 1970s on peak performance in athletes produced was concentration. The next element that you need to have every day to go after your God-sized dreams and the things that he's put on your heart.
Well, the phone is not always a smartphone. I told my both of my daughters when they were in high school, you have a smartphone. When you turn it into a dumb phone, you will have no phone. And that happened. That did happen with both of them. My youngest said, I'm the only person in high school that doesn't have a cell phone. I go, well, you turned it into a dumb phone. Now you got no phone. It is what it is. Concentration is focus and energy, Seth, and we only have so much. So if I have five things to do and I'm trying to do them all pretty much simultaneous, I've got energy dispersed five different ways. And those laser-like energy waves that are going into those five things are not going to be really strong. So one task at a time, complete it, then go on to the next.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Stronger Together, the show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community. Talking to professional coach Jim Fannin this week about brain science, and although he, you know, kind of specializes in helping people reach peak performance and, you know, do things like get to the Super Bowl, that actually does apply to marriage as well. Check out why concentration is so important to have a good relationship with your spouse.
There's the 90-second rule. Now, for everybody listening, this is going to help your concentration. It's definitely going to help your marriage as well. If you've been away from somebody you love at least 2 hours, that first 90 seconds you get home has more impact on your relationship than spending hours and hours with them later. Put down your cell phone, make your last phone call in the driveway, close the door on whatever you've been doing. So, you know, if you've been thinking about work, you've been away, shut the door on that part of your life. Give 90 seconds, that's it, to whoever's going to greet you on the other side of the door. And when you walk in positive, look your significant other in the eye long enough to discern his or her eye color. Look them right in the eye. And if they're sad, mirror their sadness. Not that I want to be sad, but I'm going to connect with you on whatever body language you're going to give me so I can raise you up from the basement of your attitude to a positive. But if you're in a good mood, I'm going to be, what's going on? How are you? And if you have little children, hold them off. Don't hug them. They're going to run to you. You go to mom or dad first. And now you're training your kids to how to treat a significant other 30 years from now, I hope. You know, they're only 5 or 6 years old. But you're also showing respect to mom or dad. The 90-second rule. when you go home. That's going to help your concentration. Seth, we don't look people in the eye long enough to discern eye color. That's because we're not present. I had a meeting yesterday. Young executive, he's probably 20 years my junior, and we're having an in-depth conversation, and periodically, he kept looking down at his cell phone. And I stopped and I said, "Hey, why don't we stop and you just take care of your phone?" "No, no, no, I'm fine." And then he realized that he was not there giving me all of his energy on the subject at hand. How many people do that? Do you do that? That's what every listener needs to ask themselves. Am I present? Am I here now? In that study that you mentioned, 1974, and these stats may have adjusted definitely somewhat, but in that study, I realized that young children, especially the 4-5, my grandson, who's 3 months old, is almost 100% in the moment. Four-year-olds, 80-90% in the moment. Only 10 to 20% future in the past. And why is that? Well, I told you not to do that. That takes my four-year-old into the past. Or, yeah, you're never going to be a big boy unless you do. I'll take you into the future. But that's why they learn so much from birth to five. That's why you and I learned so much from birth to five. We were concentrated into the moment. And I think we've lost that a little bit. Today, adults are 80% in the future and the past, 15 to 20% into the moment, fully engaged. So, America, we need to get our concentration narrow, and we need to get into the moment with all of our interactions.
Okay, and in some ways, that should seem like total common sense, right? Like, of course, to have a good relationship with your spouse, your kids, your friends, your small group, you need to not be glancing down to your cell phone all the time and look people in the eye long enough that you know what the color of their eye is. However, it may be common sense, but it's not happening a whole lot. My name is Seth Towerherd. This is Stronger Together. My guest this episode is Jim Fannin, who has coached more successful pro athletes than anybody on the planet. And it may sound weird that, like, okay, wait a minute. Pro athletes, me, I don't get it. We're breaking down a study of brain science from the 1970s that's helped some of the top athletes in the world get to places like Wimbledon, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, and how you can apply that to your everyday life and the dreams that God has put on your heart for 2018. The next element of this study may sound really weird, and it's optimism. And you're like, wait a minute, that's a funny word for, you know, my New Year's resolutions. Why is optimism like a part of brain science? Check this out.
We got so much going on. You know, never before in the history of mankind can we get so much information coming at us in so many directions from social media. We can watch a war break out on CNN in real time, which is like, oh my goodness. Or a hurricane, you know, people are right there on the shore being battered, newscaster, and we're watching it come in. That's never happened before. And all this information creates unnecessary stress. A lot of we can't do anything about it. It's the most stressed, the most worried, the most depressed I've ever seen the United States of America. I've never seen it like this ever.
Okay, so here's what I'm not trying to say to you. Not trying to say that you shouldn't be aware of what's going on in the world or have concerns, but there is something to this, right? That the guy that's coached more professional athletes than anybody else in the world to success has helped them tune all that stuff out and realize that they have something they're trying to accomplish. And that could be, you know, winning the NBA Finals or winning the Super Bowl. But for you and me, that probably looks a lot more like being a good parent, a good friend, a good spouse. And so optimism really just means that there's only so much news, only so much social media that we're able to consume as humans before our brains just sort of go, okay, now I'm just too distracted and fried out by the bad news to be able to focus on being a good spouse, a good parent, a good friend. And so that's the optimism thing. It's like, we got to know what's going on in the world, but in order to be the best person that we can be to the people around us that God's put in our lives, there's only so much anger and negativity that you can drink from the news and social media before it really starts to play with your mindset. And that is equally true whether you're trying to hit a home run in the World Series or whether you're trying to really be there for your kids. Okay, so closing out this episode on brain science with Jim Fannin, coach of professional athletes, the last two elements of this study on reaching peak performance, and this is like how to hit a home run in the World Series, but also how to be a good spouse, how to be a good parent. The last two elements are you got to have relaxation and enjoyment in your life. And it's easy to say, oh man, but you don't know. My kids are young. We got so much going on right now. Why does this need to be a part of every day of every week if I'm going to be a good spouse, a good professional in my job, a good friend, a good small group member, a good volunteer? Why is relaxation and enjoyment such a big deal? Here's what the brain science has to say about it.
Enjoyment. You know, that's passion for doing what you do. It's passion to be alive. Life is short, and the best in the world love what they do and do what they love. I interviewed 100 world champions, Seth, business and sports, icons of their industry, icons like McEnroe in their sport. And the one thing that was a common thread in all 100, they love the process of goal attainment. They didn't just love the thought of winning a major championship. They actually loved the process. And in that process, there's some challenges that can be distasteful. You know, some serious challenges. We got challenges every single day with our kids, with our personal finances, our relationships. But you need that passion, that zest for living that says, I'm a solution person. The word problem, if a client mentions the P word, P-R-O-B-L-E-M, to me on the phone, I hang up on them. And they've been instructed to call me back. I just hang up because they know that they need to replace that word with a challenge. Because when you think of the word problem, it's like, I have problems. But a challenge, if you just change the word, that motivates people. That inspires you. When I challenge you, I'm going to challenge you to be 180 pounds. I can do that. But man, you know, you're a lardo, man, at 240. You've got a problem. That's pretty cumbersome, unwieldy, and it kind of makes me sad and depressed. So enjoyment is the last letter in the word score. It's the end product of the score system itself. It's the satisfaction. It's the pleasure from executing the tasks that lead to goals and take you to your vision, whatever that might be. But you got to love life and love what you do and exude that love to everybody.
Okay, so if you started this episode wondering if I was a little off my rocker, that the brain science behind how the best in the world, you know, throw a pass in the Super Bowl, hit a home run in the World Series, how that could help you with your New Year's resolutions, your marriage, your parenting, and the God-sized dreams that our Creator has put on your heart in 2018. I don't blame you. That's a pretty, you know, big claim, right? But these things might sound simple: self-discipline, concentration, optimism, relaxation, and enjoyment. And they are simple and they are common sense in some ways, but in other ways, just, you know, kind of pick your head up and look around next time you're at church, next time you're at a restaurant. How many people aren't looking the other person in the eye? How many people are distracted all the time? How many people just kind of have their head slumped like Charlie Brown after he missed kicking the football because they've consumed so much negative news via, you know, TV, radio, and social media? And once you know that the best in the world in pro sports use these things to hit home runs, and you can use those same elements, just kind of check yourself. How am I doing on self-discipline, concentration, optimism, relaxation, and enjoyment? Okay, it's probably not going to get you signed to the New York Yankees, but it certainly can help you be a better spouse this week, a better parent this week, better coworker this week, a better friend this week, and a better relationship, person in their relationship with God and witness for Jesus to the world this week. My name is Seth Towerherd. Stronger Together airs weekly on Shine.fm. And if you missed any part of this program, you can search Shine.fm podcasts wherever you subscribe to audio. And just a shout out as well, if you've got an idea for a future show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community, hit me up via any of the Shine.fm social media channels. My guest this week has been Jim Fannin. He is a professional coach to some of the top pro athletes in the world and has a book coming out later on, which is available for pre-order. It's called The Blueprint. This is Shine.fm.
That was Stronger Together, a show about growing in marriage, parenting, relationships, and community. Subscribe to the Shine.fm podcast to catch every episode of Stronger Together, available on the iTunes podcast app and wherever podcasts are available.